Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Podcast Network Asia.
Isang paalaala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Tuloy po kayo sa ika-54 na gabi ng San Telmo Society Radio. Kumusta po kayong lahat? Sana ay napapakinggan ninyo ang episode na ito sa maayos na kalagayan. Ang San Telmo Society Radio ay ang listener story segment ng Philippine Camper Stories kung saan pinapakinggan natin ang mga totoong kwento ng kababalaghan at pagtataka mula mismo sa ating mga tagapakinig. Hello again, campers! If this is your first time listening to this segment of the podcast, welcome to the show at sana ay magustuhan ninyo. Make yourselves comfortable tonight as we listen to the second part of our final episode for this season of San Telmo Society Radio. If you think you've heard enough stories about the house in Santo Domingo, that was just the tip of the iceberg. Handa ka na bang marinig ang next part of the story? If yes, welcome to San Telmo Society Radio. Anton, Manila, welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, Earl. Hi, Earl.
Last episode, nahinto tayo doon sa creature in your house's hallway. Iba din yung security ng bahay na yun, ha?
Wait. First lang, Earl, because when I met Anton, we were both in college nga. And I thought it was weird na parang he was so open about saying na, oh, if I'm going home after 9, kailangan text ko muna dad ko kasi kailangan hintayin niya ako sa gate.
Susunduin.
Yeah. So, okay. Parang isip mo na, ha? Tanda na natin. Di ka pa
Oh, bahay mo yun eh, di ba?
Pero, oh my God, when I heard the stories, parang, okay, guys, totally understandable. Even I would do the same thing. Baka tatlo pa pasundo ko sa sarili ko. But, for me, what was so amazing about Anton's house is that so we watch a lot of horror movies, diba? I mean, we know that it's scary, there are ghosts and all that. But yung sa house nila, it didn't matter what time it was. It could be daytime, it could be nighttime. There was always stuff happening. And before
lang, walang safe time.
I'll share you, I'll give you an example lang of a daytime and nighttime occurrence na parang
this house. Okay.
His mom told me na she and the helper were folding clothes in one of the rooms. And laki nga nung house, malaki yung mga bedrooms. So malayo yung door from where they're folding sa bed. And then they heard a knock. And then the mom says, sige, pakibukas, let them in. Baka it's the other helper. So the helper opens the door. There's no one there. And then they go back to folding. And then may kumakatok na naman. So the helper goes again. Wala pa rin. And then, so they started folding again, and then may kumakatok, and then they stopped and they listened. And then they realized that the knocking was coming from inside the aparador. During the daytime, I was like, oh my God.
May kumakatok sa aparador. Okay.
When she told me that story, I had it mixed up with a story that I experienced. And this is when I had moved back to the Philippines with my family. And I had no idea about these, you know, the knockings and the spirits and everything. But I knew that the house was strange because from day one, when I walked into that house, something greeted me. There was a flash of light from one of the rooms. And I said, okay, this is the house that I know my parents have told me stories about. And then when I was walking into one of the bedrooms, a door opened for me. And I thought, wow, it's automated. I thought, it was like bumping me in.
So, teka muna, Anton, kailan to? Yung, yeah,
this was...
pagbalik mo.
Yeah, 92. I think that was 1992.
Okay, all right.
And then there was one evening where I was watching a movie with my cousins. Say some group came in. And lumabas ako to get water. And then I walked back in, and they all stopped and turned and looked at me. I said, well, what about it? You're not calling me. And I said, oh. I interpreted it as, oh, I was being impolite and then knocked before walking in. So I stepped out, closed the door, knocked again, and I walked in. So I'm sorry for being rude. And then they said, hindi. Moments before you walk in, you heard a knock on the door. I said, oh, that wasn't me. It might have been someone else. Okay. And then when I sat, when we continued watching the movie, they were all quiet. Then a few moments later, there were two knocks on the door. And I reacted to it. I said, oh, come in. And they all got angry. They said, why did you invite it in? I said, somebody knocked on the door, right? They said, no, it was two knocks. It wasn't a proper knock. Real people will knock properly, but two bangs, that's not a person. And I said, well, you know, sorry, I let it in or whatever, so it'll never happen again. And after I apologized, from the cabinets behind us came two knocks. And that's when we all ran out of the room. So it's really different when you experience it together. It's hard to deny that, you know, there's something there. Because it's creepy, because they weren't choosy. They would make themselves felt, even when they weren't welcome. And
they don't care what time is it, who's in it.
The particularly
it's their
creepy
house.
Time.
Okay.
It's they missed their house. We were reminded that they were there first. There was an incident where my father dreamt. This is a strange one. My father and aunt dreamt the same dream. And they said that they'd walk into the house and they opened the gate. And they noticed that there were other little houses built in the area. And a woman had approached my dad, and my dad said, hey, why did you build these houses here? My father looked at that. And the woman responded to my dad by saying, why should your father be mad? You were here first. And that's when we thought, oh. That was quite the peculiar dream. They were telling me something.
Message, no? Parang nauna kami dito. Okay.
You were here first.
Wait, no, sorry. Before, I might forget lang kasi. You remember how Anton said that he always felt like parang it was
it's
a busy
crowded.
House? One of the instances that I don't remember, Anton, if it was your dad or you that shared this, pero sobrang kinilabutan talaga. Parang it was you and your dad the night before. You couldn't sleep kasi yung helper nyo sobrang lakas magpatugtog ng AM radio, and I think she was listening to a mass novena. So parang sabi ng dad mo sa morning, papagalitan niya na bakit nagpapa ang malakas. I don't even know kung ano yung saan natutulog yung ano. Basta, the following morning, your dad told the helper na next time, don't play the radio too loud kasi ang lakas nung sound na may nagno-novena, tapos parang may procession and all that.
Dadasal,
and
yeah.
Oh my God, kinikilabutan ako.
The helper looks at his dad and says, kuya, hindi ako yun, sira yung radio ko.
Ibig sabihin merong nagnonovena na maraming tao sa labas.
Yeah, this happened.
Is that
in
what
90,
you're saying?
So this happened in around 92 as well. And my father woke me up at 3 a.m. And he said, hey, I want you to listen to something. And I sat up. I said, why would you wake me up at this ungodly hour? And from outside the window, and we were staying in one room, I could hear somebody praying. There was a girl that was praying, and there was a group of people that were responding to the prayer. And then my dad said, listen carefully. What do you think it is? I said, it sounds like somebody's playing radio. Then my dad said, no, it's not a radio. Listen again. So we sat there.
Wait, taga lang. Kasi di ba malapit kayo sa church? Di ba baka naman may meron talaga na
prayer? This is where it gets even strange. The voices start getting louder. And I looked at my dad and said, hey, they're moving. Yeah. And then it sounded like a procession, a small procession. One lady praying, a group of people responding to the prayer. And this group that that was praying started marching, and they went past our bedroom, went past the window, and I thought, what the heck is that?
Bahay yung prosesyon.
outside. Well, outside the house, but inside the perimeter.
Okay. Nang bakuran.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And when the group made it to one corner of the house, yung mga aso ng kapitbahay namin that started howling. But we thought, okay, that this is real. When it made it to the front of the house, there were people that had a garden in front of the house. Their dogs started meowing. So I said, okay, it can't be a radio because I heard them. I said, yeah, they're moving them. And here's the funny thing. This happened in 92. I started college in 96, and my parents had moved out, and I decided to stay with my grandparents. And there was one evening where I was locked out of my grandfather's room, and the only room that I could sleep in was the room that he previously occupied when I was there, and I was an insomniac. At exactly 3 a.m., I was sitting reading a book by myself. I started hearing the prayer, and I thought, why now? Of all times when I'm locked out of my grandfather's room, I'm the only person on the ground floor. Why did you have to do this? So before the prayer got louder, I locked the windows, locked the door, and then I heard the same procession. The people praying, walking past my window. When they hit one corner of the house, the dog started howling.
So parang ano siya, para siyang scene na paulit-ulit. Like, it's a loop.
It's like a loop. So my dad probably experienced this twice. I experienced it twice, but mine was the third instance. Pretty strange group of people living around the house.
Anton, kwento mo yung ano, yung may sungay na guy with red eyes.
The guy,
hindi pa ako nakaka-recover dun sa mga kwento. On top of each other. Teka lang, nandun pa nga ako dun sa video na 6-12-18. Grabe, na-overwhelm ako dun.
So. What's the song again with the red eyes?
It's the same. Because when you go dun sa, yung di ba sa living room nyo, Anton, meron parang may flood marks. Grabe kasi magbaha dun sa part ng... And I remember your dad explaining na, was it your dad? Basta pag ang house nababaha, mas, hindi ko alam kung mas open siya to creep. Something like that. I forget. Basta nakakakita rin siya sa corner ng living room nung may sungay. Red eyes with horns. Do you remember that?
Maybe you can tell us about it, Manila, if you remember it.
It's not my story though, but it was one of the things that was seen inside. What I remember seeing, aside from the half moon guy, was that when we're watching TV dun sa room ni Anton sa second floor, is, alam mo yung TV, di ba may reflection siya sa window sa likod mo, and you can see na somebody's walking, na para siyang street view. And we'd be like, what was that? Pero we try to laugh it off, kasi, I mean, there's no point getting scared, but that was the extent of my, ano, the picture with the pokok and the yung mga ganon, yung mga nagpaparamdam na ano, shadows. But yeah,
okay.
Yung mga kwento talaga nila, Anton, that's the one na
and yung creature na to na sinasabi ni Manila is also wearing a barong, did you say?
No, and my photo,
my horns?
It's really just the face. Yung face ko talaga super prompt. Kasi,
yung half moon guy. Yeah. Okay, no, I thought the other creature
this one,
that...
Yeah. Yung sa... Kabarong rin to. Tama ba?
This is the one sa Bintana.
Basta ang prominent lang sa kanya is yung red eyes niya and yung horns. That's why I was like, fucking A, is that a demon?
That was it.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Because my dad would see all sorts of things, and if there was someone that would wake me in the daytime, there was someone that would wake him at night. Because sometimes he would fall asleep on the terrace or something, and the door would suddenly bang to wake him. And I remember, speaking of barongs, there was one afternoon where my mom's helper went to my dad and said, "Sir, may nakita ko matandang lalaki na kabarong sa kwarto." My dad said, "Oh, you're just imagining things." And hindi po, nagwawalis ako, tapos paglingon ko, may nakatayo yung lalaki. Wapo siya, medyo matanda, nakabrush back in hair. And mm-hmm. atatakad siya pupunta sa CR. Sinabi ko, sir, hindi po yan ang CR. Doon po sa labas. And the guy walked into the room, and when the helper followed her, the guy was gone. So my dad laughed it off. Later that evening, I get a phone call from my dad around 11 p.m. I said, what's up? Why are you calling me? He said, you know the guy with the barong that I told you about that I was laughing about? Yeah, well, I saw him again. What happened? I went to the toilet. I opened the door. And when you open the door, the first thing that you see is in that room is the mirror. There was somebody standing behind him. It looked like he was a middle-aged Chinese guy with the hair brushed back, wearing a barong. And my dad thought somebody had walked into the house. And he was shocked and turned around and there was no one there. I said, it's because he doubted him. he had to confirm that, I'm real.
You had to challenge him, right?
Challenge him. And that
wasn't
the first time.
Yun, Anton, yeah. Kasi parang sa sobrang laki ng bahay nyo, hindi mo rin alam kung may nakapasok nga ba na parang baka may ibang tao from the outside. You never know when it if it's something spectral or something na talagang, you know, na might be a lurker inside the house. So medyo nakakapraning din in a way na hindi mo na alam saan ba nang gagaling yung mga nakikita mo.
No, Earl, those creatures are protectors of the house.
Yes.
Don't tell them what happens to people who attempt to go inside your house na unwanted.
It's funny you mentioned that, Earl, because we've always felt that they liked my family. They were protective of us. There was one instance where my father invited someone over for dinner. And he asked me, hey, I want you to help me try to discern this person's character. And after dinner, I was nudging my dad, telling him, this guy's a little sketchy. So I wouldn't be too confident around him. And as he was backing his car out of the driveway, he suddenly took a sharp turn and he hit a tree. And, you know, we approached him. Oh, ano nangyari sa'yo? What happened? And he said, kung mo ba nakita yung babae na biglang tumawid? Iniwasan ko siya eh. I said, no. Kami dalawa lang nakatayo dito. We didn't see anybody. Hindi. May tumawid na babae. And we had found out a couple of days later that the guy was some sort of a swindler. So we had to be careful. So that was one instance. That girl that I told you that kept seeing the lady, the old woman crossing the hallway. My brother told me, it's funny that everybody in the group, she was the only one who saw something. I found out that she was spreading a lot of gossip about them in the office. So they have a way of forewarning.
Okay.
That was their way of forewarning.
Yung magnanakaw. Tell them what happened. Oh my God, Earl.
I remember that there were a group of people that tried to break in. Mm-hmm. But nobody would ever make it into the house. For some reason.
The guy got impaled,
the one
guy.
Yeah, tried to climb the coconut tree, but slipped and got impaled by hitting because yung fence down it had spikes sticking up. It was one of those old...
That's freaky.
Yes. So, you couldn't make it in so far. It would be really easy to make it into the house, but they were always protective of my family. They're very interesting. Even selective of the guests. If a guest had seen something, we would be a little wary. Like even with an ex-girlfriend, I knew the house didn't like her because she said she experienced something.
Oh my God.
I left her sitting in the lounge room, and suddenly a door from the second floor slammed really loud, and there was nobody home. And what was that? I said, it could have been the wind. That was too strong for a wind. Oh, and even in the back of my head, I did a process of life.
Ang hirap naman makipagkaibigan sa pamilya mo. You had to have the approval of the house.
The house. And the...
Before the family itself.
I remember another strange story I had. And my sister and I have had two really strange experiences. We were the ones that had to validate each other's sanity. There was one morning where we attended a family reunion, and my parents couldn't join. My mom was recovering from an operation. And the funny thing was, we were on a cab, and the cab driver was sleeping. So, dahil na antok si Kuya, when we were passing the funeral parlors, I tapped him on the shoulder. Kuya, kaya mo ba kami maneho?
What?
And he woke up. He said, ah, hindi, kaya pa. And suddenly the light in the cab switched on. And the cab driver noticed it, and my sister noticed it, and she was tapping me. Yeah, I saw it. Turned on. It was even more funny because when he parked in front of the house, he saw how big and old and dark the house was at 2 a.m. I said, okay, this guy's not going to get any sleep. So my sister and I entered the house, and we were joking about it. We were thinking about it. How strange. You know, the light in the cab suddenly switched on. And we were making our way up the stairs, so we had entered the front door. And my sister pushed the second floor door open. And all of the lights on the second floor were off. From the farthest corner of the lounge room on the second floor, and we distinctly heard my mom's voice, but it sounded like my mom, but it wasn't, because the voice quality was cold.
Okay.
Like a big chat, it was eerie. That's the best description. And it called out to my sister.
No.
My sister froze. She looked at me. I looked at her. I said, yes, I heard it. And I pushed her to the bedroom. And my mom and dad were fast asleep. And my mom looked up. I said, oh, you're home. I said, can I ask, were you awake? Or were you, did you just wake up?
Were you trying to call us?
Yeah, were you trying to call us? I said, no, I was. I'm asleep. Why? So we heard your voice from the corner of the lounge room. So we were wondering if you were there, but why would you be lurking in the dark? So
at 2 a.m.
That was at 2 a.m. And there was one instance where Manila and I were on the phone. You might remember this. I was in the other bedroom, and it was around 2 a.m. And then you heard my mom's voice. And you asked, oh, kising ba ba si tita? And her voice came from inside the toilet. I said, she can't be awake because I'm in the room by myself. And I was using a cordless phone. I said, wait, go over by your phone. Let me take a look. I walked out and saw my mom and dad were asleep.
Ibig sabihin, yeah, so, hindi lang yung parang ano, no? Tumatawid siya talaga. Hindi lang siya sa yung like physical na nandun ka sa room.
Right.
Like, she could hear her kung sino man yun. Kahit nasa phone. Tama ba? Nasa phone call lang kayo,
yeah,
diba?
Yeah, phone call.
Yeah. Tapos nasa video. Okay. Wow.
Kaya,
interdimensional.
Yung preachers nila breaks all the rules that I've watched sa movies, the TV shows. Parang no holds barred sila. But I think yung parents ni Anton told me na pag witching hour, which is I think after midnight, it's their house.
Yeah.
So the humans have to respect their space na.
Grabe, no? Oo nga. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yep. Hello.
Yeah.
What was that?
No, may medyo. Meron kasi yung ano, merong gumanon eh. Baka lang na ano lang yung mic. Anyway.
Okay.
So with all this, napapansin ko dun sa mga story mo, sa stories ninyo, na yung parang napaka-steady kasi ng magulang mo, no, Anton. Parang hindi ba sila natatakot? Kasi parang sa kwento mo, sila lang yung, and I know because they're acting as the adults noong mga panahon na yun, na sila lang, wala silang choice, I guess, na kailangan lang magpakatatag or magpakatapang. So,
you know,
how are they taking it? Like, all
you know,
these
Earl,
crazy things.
The truth is, we had the place to ourselves for 10 years. We get used to it. I'm not sure it's the first time you've heard it, but we were used to it. There were times where we would have dinner together, and suddenly a plate would start moving across the table, and my dad would say, wait, I'm a nut. Behind them, it
will
stop. And
So parang na-desensitized na talaga kayo.
Yeah, we got desensitized, and none of them really harmed my family. They, like, I felt that they were more protective of us. They were happy that we were there. They liked us. That was what I was told.
Okay, that's really
so. Nothing harmed us. They kind of looked after us. They even gave us money during being periods, believe it or not.
How?
Money, maglawali sa mami ko sa likod ng bahay, makakapulot ng 500. Oh, thank you, my mom would say. Pretty great, weird, right? So we were, yeah, desensitized to the point where it would become a normal thing, but they would startle you from time to time. Like with, you know, suddenly popping up, they put a glass standing behind you and you see your reflection. Or the first time my sister and I experienced something was, this is a little strange, right? We always knew that we had two wells that served as a portal, and the staircase, we were told, where the mirrored tiles are, was also a portal or a vortex of some sort. So there was one evening where all of our relatives and my parents went out, and my sister and I decided to stay home. And we heard the dogs barking, and my sister said, "Hey, let's go downstairs." And my parents went back. Let's open the gate for them. Said, "Fine." And this was at around, yeah, past midnight. And This is where we both had the unspoken feeling that the house feels crowded again. It felt stuffy, but you know. And sometimes you would walk past an area that felt like you were walking through cobwebs. My parents would call it mahagyo. But there wasn't anything. And you feel like you'd be walking past that. And then when we got to where the gate was, there was nothing there. So we were okay. Maybe no one was here. Maybe there was a cat. Dogs were responding to it. And we made our way back. And the weirdest thing happened as we were going up the stairs. We were climbing the stairs quietly. And then when I looked up, this is where I felt really strange. For a split second, everything that I could see was nudged to the right. It was like a picture, you're looking at it, and the banga, and it got nudged to the right. And then a watery kind of sheen, like that, like somebody drew a curtain, went past. And I stood there thinking, I can't believe this. Maybe I experienced, you know, vertigo on my way up, but the last part was strange. And when I went in the room, my sister and I both sat on the bed looking at each other. And I asked her, "Okay, I need you to validate my sanity. What happened to you on the way up?" And she said, "Parang everything nudged for a split second." I said, "Yeah." "And what happened after that?" "It looked like somebody drew a transparent curtain."
A shield? Moved, like a force field? None?
Yeah, like that. But imagine it being like a translucent curtain. And somebody drew it slowly from left to right.
Okay.
To this day, I
parang na, ano, accidentally may nasilip ka na you should have... Okay. Tapos tinago ulit.
That could have been it. Or it could have been we almost wandered into a place
their
we side. Should... Yeah, their side. Because that stairway was supposed to be a vortex.
So parang ano yung nakita...
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mo accidentally was parang a sort of parang distorted version ng actual place. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And parang nabangga siya for split second. So imagine if you were looking at an image through goggles and biglang nabangga ka. Oops. Mm-hmm. It was like that. Very, very strange.
I love it. I love it kasi parang ito yung mga bagay na parang hindi mo alam paano i-explain kasi hindi mo naman to nakikita elsewhere. Like yung, I like how you describe things, like yung parang feeling mo may cobwebs na pero wala naman. Yung ganong feeling, yung parang makaka-relate ka kasi parang you know how it feels kapag meron kang nasagi ka na agyo, diba? Alam mo yung feeling na yun. Pero when you put it in that particular situation na parang nakaka-relate ako. Okay, so yeah, I was saying na parang very ano, very relatable kasi yung mga experiences mo when you when you try to explain it in a way na parang kung paano din mararamdaman like in the real world, like yun nga sa mga cobwebs and all. Tapos yung gusto ko yung hindi mo ma-explain kung paano i-explain kasi paano nga ba yun? Like everything's happening within that span of 10 years, I guess. So oh my God. Parang kailangan ko yata ng i-process to after.
Yeah, like I said, this is the warm-up because the person that told us that the house was loaded with all sorts of things wasn't kidding. Because okay. The things that we would see, the things that we would experience were just totally strange. Like, we had what I felt was a baby tikbalang. We called him the monkey boy. This is another recurring character. We had an old tree at the corner of that was near the corner of our the terrace. It was old, and I've always noticed it was something that was old. It never bore fruit, but it was kept it there. And I remember there was one afternoon that one of my cousins came over, and it was just my mom and my cousin, and she was playing by herself in the terrace, and then she suddenly ran in screaming. So, tita, tita, tita. My mom asked, why? Bakit? Tita, may bata sa puno. Bata sa puno. And my mom said, walang bata dito. Time to na dito. Hindi, hindi. May bata. Oh, okay. Anong itsura ng bata? Naka puting shirt, naka blue na shorts. Pero ano siya? He was hairy. Covered in hair. He looked like a monkey. And he was waving at her, calling her. And I thought, oh, okay. So it looks like there's something there, right? So the story gets even more interesting because, I'm going to jump timelines. This is a long one. Wedding was on a Saturday afternoon, and my wedding rehearsal was on a Friday night. And what happened was my parents had rented the ground floor of the house because I was set to move out and they wanted more people in, so we figured to rent the ground floor. Para malagdagan ng tao yung bahay, and somebody can help with the upkeep.
Yep.
And when I came home that evening, I was surprised to be greeted by a wake. There was a coffin in the garage, and I was thinking, okay, it's really awkward because I'm getting married now the next day, and then let's have a wake happening here.
Burol.
So I had to exercise utmost diplomacy by saying, excuse me, po, kakasal ako po kasi. I think our agreement here was gatherings, you're free to stay here, basta walang inuman, walang party, and the public might be broken. They said, okay na po, balak po namin talaga ilipat. Hindi lang available yung spot. I said, okay, thank you. And then the following day, they moved the rains out, the proper venue. I came back 3 months later, and my dad said, asked, you know the story about what happened downstairs? I said, no, this is the story of the wake. So the family that moved in, they had a daughter that volunteered to help my mom with the housework. She was a 16-year-old girl, and the person that passed away was her 22-year-old brother. And she was a pretty nice girl that was very cheerful. But then her father noticed that she started getting sickly and irritable. It's very unbecoming of his daughter because he knew her as being a very cheerful and bubbly girl. Mm-hmm. And this started when they moved in. She would wake up at midnight and sit at the foot of the tree and have a conversation with the tree, like she was talking to somebody that was sitting there. Mm-hmm. And my wedding was, I think, close to the first month that they had stayed there. There was one evening where the father got fed up with her getting waking up and sitting and laughing. And my mom could sometimes hear her. So the father chopped the tree down without her permission. And his son poured kerosene on the roots and set it on fire. The following day, the father. He had difficulty walking. They rushed him to San Lazaro, and the diagnosis was the leg is almost gangrenous, and hindi pa dapat ng antibiotics. They need to amputate. And fortunately, the antibiotics worked. And the day he was discharged, his son suddenly had that boil on his cheek, and the following day he collapsed. And when they rushed him to the hospital, they pronounced him dead, DOA, that the bacteria from the boil had moved to the head. So our assumption was the monkey boy that lived in the tree probably had his revenge because they took away
because
his
home. Because sinunog yung bahay niya.
Sinunog yung bahay niya.
Okay, pero ang... Wow, okay. I can't. Hindi ko alam.
Hindi baka react siya.
I mean, I talk for a podcast, pero oh my God, your stories are leaving me. Hindi ko alam kung ano sasabihin ko. Okay. Pero, so, intergenerational, I guess, yung mga creatures, kasi, I guess that first story about the monkey boy was a long, long time ago, and then, come after a few years, itong yung pamilyang nag-rent dun sa baba, no? So parang those are two different timelines, like you said.
Monkey Boy was 2010, and I got married in 20. So,
All right.
The family that moved there was around that time. And my cousin who encountered the Monkey Boy, that was probably in 2008. Mm. And we knew that there was a Monkey Boy in that tree. And he was also caught on photo, on picture. A friend had a new digital camera, and he wanted to take pictures around the house. I said, of all places, why my house? He says, who knows? You might get something. So he even went into that empty room. He kicked it open. He said, oh, you know, what's kayo? He took a picture. You shouldn't do that. You should provoke them. And we looked at the viewfinder. The room was filled with bubbles, with orbs, like somebody had walked in and blew bubbles into the room. And in the corner of the room, there was a section there that had a wooden panel. We could distinctly see a picture of a little boy with a monkey face sitting down looking up at us. Mm-hmm. So that was around that same time, 2008, 2009. So he was captured on camera.
Okay. Did you guys keep those pictures?
That I don't have. My brother might have the video of the different intervals. Manila, you lost a picture of the moon
face? No, my
face
phone got stolen, dude.
Oh, God.
The half moon face.
I have
but the other one.
When I say this story, except I can vouch for it personally.
But the other one that I caught on camera, I still have that one to this day. But that wasn't in my grandfather's. That wasn't in our house. That was in another place, another house my grandfather had in Gapo.
Yeah.
Which has its own stories.
Okay.
That's not counting the stories from our school, because we're right inside Santo Domingo Church.
That place has the stories as well that are undeniably.
Okay. That feels like another entire episode for you guys. But dito sa bahay sa Santo Domingo, no? So you're saying that itong mga pangyayaring ito ay limited within the sa bakuran ng bahay ninyo.
Yeah.
Sa mismo bahay ninyo. What happens to... Kasi naririnig, like for example, yung nagno-novena ng madaling araw at natatahulan ng mga aso. Natanong nyo ba sa mga kapitbahay nyo kung may nararamdaman ba sila? May nakikita ba sila? May narinig ba sila?
So, medyo tiyo, so yung babae na nalakotin, ako po sa harapan nyo sa bahay.
So, nakikita ng ibang tao. So,
yeah, parang
hindi siya sikreto lang ng pamilya. Okay. Hindi lang siya. It's a well-known fact na may mga ibang tao dun sa bahay ninyo.
We'd always wonder why one of our neighbors would always blow his horn if we drive past the front of the house. And he said, kasi pag medyo maulan, nakikita ko yung nakaputi na nakapo sa gate ng bahay. So, Manila mentioned that there was like a witching hour where they would come out. One other situation is when it would drizzle. For some reason, all of the strangest things would happen when it would be drizzling. Not raining, not sprinkling, yung in between them. Always.
Kapag umaambon.
That was
what happens when it drizzles?
Kasi it's raining
right now sa bahay na. So, yes, paki-explain.
I remember one drizzly morning, I knew, okay, there's a drizzle happening. So I'm gonna get myself a nice cup of coffee and watch TV. So in my room, I had a little TV, and then I had a coffee table. And then I put my coffee on the table, and I stepped out, got my food. I was going, "Hey, what's this on my cup?" So my cup was on the table, and there was something latched onto the cup. And I said, "Boy," and it looked up. It was a little man, like a toy soldier. He was looking up at me from the board, from the rim of the cup, and that was shot with the cup. And I was in disbelief for a few moments, thinking, did I just see a little man looking up at me from the cup? Then I put my phone down, mustered the courage to look behind the cup, and there was nothing there, so it might have ran away. So this little man was something that we always would see. Sometimes if you leave food on the dinner table, my sister would see him running across the table. There was one time he hid under a leaf. But he disappeared when my mom started adopting cats.
Oh.
So I think the cats shooed the little man away. And yeah, so I remember seeing him. The first time I saw him was when it was drizzling. My parents would also say, something is bound to happen. Because it just feels strange in the house.
Ano suot niya, Anton? Ano suot niya?
This guy looked like a toy soldier. He was all green. Yeah,
Aubrey. Ah, okay. So, sa kwarto mo, no? Baka gusto niya rin magkape. Na-curious siguro siya. Like,
possible. And I think he was the same guy na sumitsit sa brother ko, but he was in the room with his girlfriend watching. Tapos may sumisitsit. At first, they thought it was someone who was outside. And when they listened carefully, the sitsit wasn't coming from outside. It was coming from the corner of the room. So it could have been that little guy telling you guys to get out or something, because I'm like,
curious, very curious siya, no? Yung little soldier na yun. So.
Little soldier. And
pero parang ano kayo eh, parang based naman sa kwento mo, all of these are like paramdams, ganyan. And
yeah,
hindi naman parang, we're trying to laugh it off, diba? Pero when you're actually in it, no mga moments ay natatakot ba kayo or wala na nga yun dahil nga nasanay na kayo all throughout the years? Ikaw,
natatakot
personally.
Kami to wander around, but when we experience something, parang nagugulat lang kami. What's that? And then, of course,
pero
there's fear.
Caught off guard lang naman.
Because they'll never come out when you look for them. If you intentionally step out and look for them, and you walk around expecting something, you'll feel nothing. They will.
Di ba mas nakakatakot nga yung nakakot off guard? Hindi ka kasi ready.
Yes. Yung timing nila.
Yung wala ka talagang, wala sa mentalidad mo na parang, sige, mag-usap tayo, harapin natin to, pag-usapan natin. Yung gano'n, yung parang sinasike mo na yung sarili mo na haharapin mo siya, tapos biglang wala. Tapos pag hindi ka ready, siya kasi lang papakita. Di ba mas nakakatakot yun?
Nakakatakot talaga yun. And Yeah. Like, there was one time that my dad, his favorite chef was Jamie Oliver. So he was inspired to make a sandwich in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And he was making a sandwich. Then he saw somebody walk up to the sink and binuksan both of the taps deposits, todo, and then walked away. My dad assumed it was my mom. So he turns off the faucets, walks into the room, and said, "Oh, what mo yun on yung people?" I said, "What are you talking about? I was here in this room the entire time." So they could do stuff like that. Like,
turn on yun, tubig kasi yan eh. Metro ng tubig yung tataas.
Fair yun. So,
medyo foul sila doon. But have you ever, like your family, have they ever considered leaving that house?
Oh wait, here's a funny story. You sold it back in 2015. And the people who bought the house knew there was something up.
They were forewarned.
Well, we weren't exactly too honest. We couldn't tell them that there was something. Because they might think we were kooky. So they asked, you know, "Abi lumalabas pa dito?" My mom said, "Well, tahimik yung bahay." And I was fresh months. And during the turnover of the house, it was a Chinese family. They would come in at 6 in the morning and they would bury something in the backyard. And they would do some sort of a ritual. And my mom would call me and would say, "Along samana pakiram tayo. You want to see a doctor? Bakit?" Ever since these people have been coming in to bury something, parang kinakabog yung bahay.
Okay.
So it might have been a feng shui exorcism. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that was when my mom and sister started feeling sick, and everybody else that was renting the place started feeling ill. Mm-hmm. And here's another thing. When we had finally let go of the house, I would dream of the place. I would dream of the house. I've dreamt of the house many times, and the theme was just the same. It was empty. If you remember that movie, What Dreams May Come, there's a part where Robin Williams goes after his wife, and the place looks like it's haunted. It's all dusty.
It's a hell.
It was in hell. The house would be like that, and the house would have a feeling of loneliness. So 2 years after selling the house, I had a family reunion. I told you I had a pet cousin, the one that had that I thought was with me looking at the picture.
Joey.
And yeah, Joey. And Mike was doing the journey. So Joey and I sat at the same table, and she asked me, "Puya, do you dream of the house?" And I said, "Yeah, do you?" And she said, "Yes." And I asked her, "So what's the dream about?" It's empty, It's abandoned, it's dirty. And I said, "No, that's exactly the same dream that I have. And I haven't had this just once. I've had this many times, and it's something that I frequently would dream about." So, is it dahil natin? No, of course. It just misses us, you know. So it's just me and her that would dream. It's really strange.
So the dream is just between the two of you. I mean, nobody else's dreams about... Okay.
Yep, and that dream about the lady in the house saying we were here first, that was a dream that my dad and his mom would have.
So it's always with someone else within the family.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And she's had her share of experiences. She shared stories of things that she would have.
Connection. No? Okay.
They connection siya, like that thing that I saw that copied her, that wasn't the first time. Mm-hmm. There was one evening she had high fever. She was in the bedroom, and my grandfather's helper saw her come out from the corner of the kitchen, and they looked at each other and said, "Boy, sakit ka? Bakit lalakad ka?" And she just looked at the lady and then walked out. And then when the helper went up to the bedroom to check, my cousin was still in bed and was wearing something different.
So it wasn't her.
May nagagaya dun sa ba chooses the right people. It was her and me.
Okay. So, update mo kami. Nasa na yung bahay? I mean, sino nang may-ari ng bahay? Or nasa inyo pa rin ba?
No, it was sold in 2015, and my understanding was they were going to demolish the house and set up maybe a condominium. But to this very day, they had not demolished it. They've in fact just raised the walls so people would break in.
Yeah, it looks like a warehouse of some sort ngayon.
Pero yung actual foundation of the house, nandun pa ba siya?
The house is still there.
Behind the walls, it's still there.
I passed it kasi when I'm on my way to Banaue. Makita mo pa rin yung house, pero halatang hindi na siya house. Parang, ano na siya. Madami yung carbs.
And every time I visit my in-laws, they live in the Mayon area, and I send Waze to take me home. For some reason, Waze always leads me through that street. My wife is dozed. At bakit tayo dito dumadaan? Not because of choice, but Waze says so.
As in talang ano ka, parang pinapadaan ka talaga.
Yeah, pinapadaan ka. So maybe really necessary.
Well, yeah, well, you have that connection. You have that experience. Parang a portion of your life was spent there. So might as well, diba? Baka nga. Pagkatapos ba nun, I'm sure there are a lot of, like you mentioned, marami pa kayong mga experiences separately and together with your family.
Yeah.
On your own, like, did the experiences, did they latch on to you nung lumipat ka na ng Antipolo?
No, they never latched on to me. I know one of them latched on to my aunt who moved out. And it was the old lady. She followed my aunt. Yes, so mama sa aunt. Okay. But after that, I think they were true to what they said, that we were here first. They don't buy them. Everything else that we experienced,
they might still be there, no?
Might still be there for all we know, because they were attached to that particular kid.
Alam mo, iba yung feeling. Para kang nanood ng movie. Ganun yung, yung experience na itong recording nito. Parang Haunting of Bly Manor.
Bly Manor or Haunting of the Hill House,
no? Haunting of the Hill House. Parang pumasok sa isang experience na... And this is what I like about sharing stories here in San Telmo Society and my podcast, na parang we get to see a side of mga gantong experiences na parang hindi naman available to many aside from the movies, diba, no? So, parang... And syempre, ito... may truth behind it because it's a first-hand experience na katulad ninyo, parang hindi lang naman ikaw, it's a collective, kayong lahat ng buong pamilya. So parang siyang pelikula talaga, and it could have been a movie siguro talaga.
Parang,
baka sa mga nakikarinig nito, baka maging inspiration to ng movie, no? So,
maybe we should go back and visit Manila, knock on the gate and take a look, see.
Hindi talaga matatago. It could be a movie or a series, parang sa dami ng pangyayari. So
Earl, if you ever visit the Philippines soon, we'll take you there.
So oh yeah, we'll take you there.
I would love to see at least what was the house. Parang gusto ko ba imagine how it was like before. Thank you so much for sharing the story with me.
Yeah, sure. You know, and thank you for having us. You know, and you know, if you want to hear about the other houses, just let us know. Or
I
any
would
of our
love
experiences.
To. Yeah, I feel like yung mga campers na nakikinig ngayon, I would need you to comment whenever I post about this episode. Kalampagin natin si Manila at si Anton. Kailangan natin malaman yung iba pang mga stories. And I feel like iba pa yung kapag siguro yung tatay mo yung nagkwento o yung nanay mo. Siguro parang baka iba pa yun, no? And from their point of view. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they stayed there the longest. So they had the most experiences after I moved out.
Iceberg pa lang pala to. Tip of the iceberg pa lang tong nakuha namin. But thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, yung kwento nyo, and pinapasok nyo kami dun sa experience na
it's our pleasure.
Na nakuha nyo. Thank you.
Have fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was such an episode. Imagine living in the Santo Domingo house and having all those beings growing up. How would you react if you were in Anton's shoes? After listening to this episode, join the discussion by going to the Spotify Q&A portion and answer this question, or share your thoughts by posting and tagging us on our social media channels. Thank you again, Manila, for introducing Anton, and to the both of you for sharing those stories na feeling ko ay pwede naman talagang gawing horror series. Bagay na bagay, diba? Philippine Campfire Stories, the series. Okay, diba? Inyo pong nasubaybayan ang huling gabi ng Philippine Camper Stories sa ating segment na San Telmo Society Radio this season. After the season break, magbabalik tayong muli para sa mga bagong episodes with new stories na pagsasamahan nating lahat. Sana ay nakatulong kahit panandalian ang pakikinig ninyo upang maipahinga ang inyong mga sarili laban sa mga problema at hamon sa labas ng campsite na ito. Kung nais ninyo maging bahagi ng San Telmo Society Radio episodes, ay maaari kayong mag-email ng inyong kwento sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com at isasama natin ito sa mga future episodes. At kung nagustuhan mo naman ang episode na ito, you can support the show by giving tips via Patreon, Ko-fi, PayPal, or GCash. All the links will be posted in our episode show notes and your tips help in creating this show. Maaari nyo rin tulungan ang ating campsite sa pamamagitan lamang ng pag-like sa ating mga social media channels at pagbibigay ng rating sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts at sa Facebook page ng ating show. Maliit na bagay lamang, ngunit malaking tulong ito upang lalong makaabot ng mas marami pang tagapakinig ang ating programa. Muli, maraming salamat sa inyong pakikinig. Magkita na lamang po tayo sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl. At ito ang San Telmo Society Radio ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
This podcast episode is based on or is inspired by true events. Unless otherwise indicated, all the names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents in this podcast are either the product of the podcast creator's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.